All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Sam C. is a professor of biomedical engineering at Columbia University, and he faced a problem.
I was getting a little bit dejected, almost thinking about how, with all our ideas, how we can actually do this in New York City, and I didn't personally want to have a company in New Jersey.
Not that there's anything wrong with New Jersey. It's just that he couldn't find an affordable space with a fully functioning lab where he could grow his startup biotech company near Columbia. C is not only a professor, he also leads a company, Junco Labs, that's developing tissue replacement therapies and sensors that merge biology with technology.
Consumers can diagnose their own conditions on and monitor their wellness on their smartphone.
No incubator or co-working space met his needs, so he created one, the Harlem Biospace.
So we're now walking into the main area, which is an open lab.
It's in a part of Harlem that used to be home to breweries, bottling plants, and bakeries. Now they all sit largely in disrepair. With help from the city's Economic Development Corporation, C is converting the ground floor of a building once home to candy research into a space for biotech entrepreneurs.
One of the things about doing biotech research that has been a barrier for people starting to spin off companies is you really need a wet lab bench to do experiments.
New York is already a center for life science research. It's second in the country for government health and science funding, around $1.4 billion. And it has nearly a dozen medical research centers. What it lacks are places for new biotech ventures, and that hurts the growth of the industry. Nathan Tinker is the executive director of the New York Biotechnology Association.
A lot of the technology that is developed in this field is coming out of New York. And what we want to do, though, is to help to commercialize and build those companies here in New York as well. We often lose those technologies to other areas as they develop.
Sia hopes the new lab in Harlem will help address this, though there's no guarantee that a company that starts at the biospace will stay in New York. Researchers accepted to the lab will pay just under $1,000 a month starting in November. For WNYC, I'm Charlie Herman.